for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
Yes, 07728.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Lisa Savoya.
Thank you for that. Allow me just a second here to locate the account. And I do appreciate your patience. It's still just loading that information. And, okay, so I did locate an account by that name. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
A 49 Ticket Place.
Okay, thank you for that information. The account that I've located here, I see that there was a contest entry for our mixer. It looks like that also signed you up for our Bites Hub membership. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I didn't sign up for any of that. I don't know how that happened. And so far, I've lost $60, $59.99s, and I didn't get anything. So the complete misunderstanding there. But, yeah, it was some kind of a thing on win this thing, but I didn't. And you were supposed to pay just for the shipping of the mixer, but then I didn't get a mixer, and then I'm now getting charged $60 a month for nothing.
Oh,
so I would
yes.
I'd like to be credited back my money, and I'd like to withdraw from that.
Okay, well, I can certainly assist you with the account. I do apologize if there was any misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Initially, that offer for the mixer contest entry
mm-hmm.
stated there in those terms that you would be enrolled in the Bites Hub membership. What that
I exited out of it at that point, so I don't know how it continued. I did not execute the transaction. So, and what is this that would be I'd be paying $60 a month for?
It's an app that you download to your mobile device. It helps with cutting sugar, carb, and cravings. It gives you different recipe guides. It does renew each month until you cancel it.
We need to get that credit. I have never used it, and I did not execute the final step when I saw that. So I need to have both of those months credited.
I understand. Well, we are actually offering all of our continued members to stay with us at a $20 rate a month. If you'd like to try it, see how well it works for you.
No, I'm not in the financial predicament to do that. So, if you could credit both of those $59 charges, that'd be great.
I do understand. Unfortunately, we're not able to issue a refund in full based on the length of the account that it was created. I understand that you said you backed out of it. However,
on
our end shows that it went through successfully.
Well, it didn't. And then do I need to do a fraud thing then from the bank? Because I don't want it. And I'm not giving $120 away on an account that I don't use very often, which is why I used that card. It's my credit union card, so there's not much money in there, which is great because then I would be losing a lot of money. So, no, I would like to get it credited back. I haven't even activated anything. I did not receive any confirmation. I don't want it. So how do I get my money back?
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, as far as with the latest charge, I can go ahead and process a refund for that for $59.89.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, we wouldn't be able to tamper with the prior month because those are considered valid charges.
It's not considered a valid charge. Do I need to then go through my bank for a fraud to say that it was fraud and that I want the money back? Because I'll just do that if that's easier.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Well, they typically conduct an investigation there at your bank.
Mm-hmm.
If they
yep.
contact us and verify that we have your information listed here in the system, it wouldn't
Understood.
Be considered a fraud charge. But let me speak with a supervisor
okay,
and see if maybe
great.
I can get her to authorize something for me to do for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for patiently holding
mm-hmm.
for me. I'm just about done speaking with my supervisor. A couple more seconds, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much for being patient with me. What I was able to do for you, Ms. Lisa, was speak with my supervisor. She did go in and have me get authorization to credit back both of the charges in full.
Okay.
So it'll take about 3 to 5 business days for both of those to reflect. And I do have a cancellation number available for you to jot down.
Okay. Okay, can you get that, please?
Uh-huh. See, like in Charlie, 920-730-847.
Okay, thank you so much. I thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.